this on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
Let's start with these reports that the city is actually losing more than it's saving now that empty wine bottles are going to the beer store instead of into blue boxes. Help me out with the math here. What are the costs? What are the savings involved?
Well, it's very complex as a start, and I think that I'm certainly questioning some of the assumptions and methodologies that have gone into deriving these numbers. The basic assumption that we've used was the assumption that the LCBO deposit return program is probably not going to work very well in Toronto, and that City of Toronto will be stuck continuing to handle that material. That's their underlying premise for these numbers. And of course, in 2 years, the LCBO will cease its $1 million subsidy to manage its containers under the assumption that the program will indeed work and these materials will be diverted from the blue box. I think what this is really about is the city is using a worst-case scenario to leverage some sort of long-term commitment from the LCBO to ensure that they will continue to pay their way no matter what happens.
Do we have any evidence thus far about how cooperative wine drinkers are in returning those bottles?
It's very early in the game, but reports from municipalities are suggesting that they're seeing a significant reduction of LCBO bottles in their blue boxes now.
Should we even expect the blue boxes to pay for themselves, or is this just an additional cost of taking care of waste?
Well, I think it's a myth that blue boxes could ever pay for themselves, and the reason is simple. Blue boxes are a costly program. Remember, it's a door-to-door service that happens once a week. The only thing that is offsetting those costs is revenue. And when you have a material in the box that has a significant revenue, about a week after everybody finds out about it, you're not going to see it in the box anymore. And a perfect example is around 1995 and 1996, the price of aluminum and cardboard spiked. And every morning you go out to your blue box about an hour later and everything, all the good stuff was picked out. So I don't think blue boxes will ever make money. We have to come to terms with the fact that it is the cost of waste management. It is the cost of a consumer society. And all we can do is try to make it as efficient as possible and keep the blue box program there for the materials that it makes sense to collect for.
So the original argument that it would be profitable, you know, is wasting away basically, but that's not, in your opinion, a reason to cancel the blue box program.
Not at all. The blue box program is a very valuable program because it's recycling material. And I think that when we look at the Blue Box program, we shouldn't only look at the cost elements of the program. And in the City of Toronto, it's a fairly efficient program anyway. But we need to look at the fact that we're recycling a lot of material. And when you, and it's not just about diverting tons from landfill. What it really is about is about saving energy, because all that material is being used to make new material instead of having to use virgin material.
Not to mention, I would like to think it's true anyway, the social benefit of all those people who pick the aluminum cans out of the blue boxes and dispose of them or get money for them themselves. It's a form of entrepreneurship. Do we know anything about that economy, the people who are part of it and what they get out of it?
Well, certainly if you look across the country where full deposit return programs exist, there is sort of the subculture, the sub-economy of scavenging. It's not a problem. In other jurisdictions, as people have come to terms with it, people kind of like it.
I like to think it's a solution for people who live on the margins to, you know, show enough enterprise and exercise to get out there and collect them.
It may be a solution for some individuals, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, what are they hearing about the return rate on wine bottles finally? Do you expect it, looking down the road, to be as grim as the pessimistic prediction suggests?
I don't, because they're worth 10 and 20 cents. A wine bottle's worth 20 cents. It's highly unlikely that those wine bottles, if they're A, not returned by the drinker of the wine, B, if they're even put in the box, I think they will get scavenged. As I said, all reports are that the beer store has been very busy handling these materials. And all we need to do is look at other jurisdictions. British Columbia has a similar deposit system, and they've got an 89% recovery rate. And they achieved it after only a couple of years after it was put in place. So I think that we will probably achieve similar rates, and I don't think that municipalities will be stuck having to continue to manage these materials.
Do you mind me asking a personal question? What is the background of someone the CBC winds up contacting as an expert on recycling? I mean, I'm just interested. Are you an economist? Are you an environmental scientist? Or where do you come from to become this knowledgeable about such an art subject?
Started out probably at the right time when the whole recycling industry was evolving. Worked for the Recycling Council of Ontario for 6 years in information, gained a ton of information and knowledge, and just